bring the meeting to order.
Good.
Mine's on red. That's fine.
Maybe green, I mean, maybe red is low battery.
Was yours red and then it went out?
Yes.
There should be a whole package of batteries in there.
Rick,
yeah.
Cream chip beef on toast tonight, man. On English muffin, maybe.
You don't see anything?
How about Bumgarner? He can pitch. Too late. 1-1 now. Kansas City won last night. Peavy pitched good. Wasn't Peavy lost it. He went 6 innings. And he gave up 2 runs. Didn't pitch bad. No dingers.
I think it's cool that he's going
to 2 years in a row.
Be good. Hello, Russell. Nice to see you this evening.
Well, maybe this one's working, right? Maybe we can share.
Yeah. Actually, you two need to share that one, and we'll share this one.
Okay.
Hello, Russell.
The AAA or double A?
My thing was double.
I think we've got the microphones working. Let's. Do I have a motion on the minutes of 9:18?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Second.
No, I was abbreviating. Any discussion?
No, sir.
No discussion. All in favor of accepting the minutes as written?
Aye.
Aye. Votes unanimous. I'll sign the original. Chris, could you make it just make a note that along with the original, that if I could get a copy of it just to keep in the in my packet for the month. That would be great. Very little rain in August. Well, we've changed that. Here's the original. Yes, I saw it's warrant 19. So I see Jake Brown's doing on call.
Yeah.
So working out.
He started
out good.
Doing it. Yeah, he did all right.
Good. That goes back. So.
Russell.
So we got pretty close with the insurance
yeah.
Estimate. Huh? We had estimated 55. Oh,
it's two of that.
Yeah, right. 5598.
Vehicle insurance there.
Yeah. And liability. Property and liability. Okay, great. I just remember we had. Estimated that
right.
Increase, so it's pretty good. Wow, 1195 for lab work, huh?
Yeah, we had SOCs.
Okay.
We only had to do it one station. So it wasn't bad. That's just station three. We got waivers on the others.
Yeah. Okay. looks like the amount we carry.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. So we've used all the components that we had factored into that salary except for the consulting time.
Yep.
Do you have a feeling like whether we're going to use much of that?
You know, there might be a little bit when the consumer conference report comes out. Maybe at the end of the year, when it's time to do the end of the year report.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see...
Not on a day-to-day type of thing.
No.
That's great.
Right now, I mean, she was gone for 3 weeks. On vacation, basically. We had no work. We didn't have to call for anything. So the day-to-day operations are working quite well.
That's great.
You've got my... You're wise in my space.
Noted, and I will tighten it up in future document execution. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. See, here you had the wide open spaces to work with. There's no cramping anything. Looks good. Okay, let's go when we're into water quality.
Full sheet in here just so everybody can get a good look at what we're doing. We're just doing it quarterly now for the MTPP. That's how long we've been testing. Wow. No, we had it down to the last page. I forgot to tell her that.
Right. Yeah, look at that. So
wow.
15 years. Okay, and you're continuing to chlorinate at the same concentrations?
Yep. We haven't been chlorinating too bad. We are actually starting to use quite a bit less water now, finally.
Yep.
Only in the last few weeks has it really stopped. So the level it's the same level, they're just not pumping as much water, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then let's go to Chris. Let's go to your report.
All right.
Okay, I'll give you the superintendent's report. September of 2013, we pumped 24,471,000. September of 2014, we pumped 31,714,000. For a difference of 7,243,000 more than last year. Jen was nice enough to point out to me that Channel 7 News has stated that it was the sixth driest September on record that they have. We only had 2.46 inches of rain, so I'm pretty much contributed to that, that there was hardly anything there. Everybody was still watering and going to town like it was summertime. We did have two new services put in over in Bayside's development there in Catuit Meadows. We had a replacement service over on School Street. The bid opening for the water main slash drainage, everything on Main Street down here, is going to be Tuesday the 28th at 2 p.m. at the town hall. I guess it's the procurement building, or floor, or it's a third floor office. I got to go up to it.
So is that the bids for the town bicycle work?
Yep, well, all of it. It's combined. Yep.
Oh, I see.
At the same time, yeah, they're going to be hiring to get somebody in to do it. If they're not doing it themselves, they'll ask someone to come in and do it, subcontract it out. But it'll all be part of the same plan. Right. I'm kind of aiming for January 1 hire date of our new employee, since we got Jake in there pretty much established right now. He still has a lot to learn, but he's got a lot of the basics down and everything. We're comfortable putting him on duty right now and everything, and I think it could help to, once we get in there in January, I'm kind of doing it. We could probably do it now, but I'd rather wait till January just for our benefits packages and everything else start on January 1. That way, everything starts out easy.
I think that was a good move, just hiring one, Chris, and then concentrating your efforts on training him and then bringing another guy in later on. That was a good move. That way you could, trying to do two at the same time would have crushed you.
Right.
I think
it would have been real difficult.
Yeah. Just so I was going to say, clearly we've got funds.
Correct. Yeah. No, and what I'd like to do is go back to the people that I had before. There were a couple of young kids that I really liked, and inquire if they still are about to possibly head in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can do it without advertising and going through the whole process again would be best.
Because you have the applications.
Yeah, I already have the applications from before. They're less than 6 months old.
Didn't we put it out as there was two openings anyways?
We didn't put it out as two openings. I kind of hinted to the fact that there would be eventually another opening not too far in the near future to the employees that I did interview on a second. On a kind of a personal note here, just not personal, but it's got to do with you, Rick. I was reading meters the other day, and I had to do the pit that is in your driveway.
Yes.
And I moved that bush back to do it, and it is falling in under there. So for, I don't know if you want to talk to the gentleman. I don't know if he has easement going through there, but if somebody was to even get close to that with a vehicle, they might even fall into it or anything. Mm-hmm. It looks like the whole thing is kind of going in. So I just wanted to let you know that it was happening. I kind of wrote it down on a piece of paper and stuck it someplace, and I just started like an hour ago, so I just wrote it down on this just to tell you.
You know, I observed the same condition myself.
Oh, okay. That's probably when it was pouring rain the day that I was over there reading it, and I was leaning against it, and the water was going by, and I said, it's not coming out. Where's it going? And it was all just pouring down into the thing.
Yeah. So then typically, how does that work, that customers are responsible for their own?
A pit, yeah. Pit. Yeah, it's basically, you know, it would be great to eliminate. When something like this happens, we try to eliminate them.
Right.
But I don't believe that man has a foundation.
Father, if he has it now, I just don't.
Is that going to the house behind your house, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's a residence now.
And it was a brick, a block pit? You put a... What size meter? 5/8 by 3/4? Oh, it's a 5/8 meter?
Yeah,
small one? Or five? Yeah, 5/8 by 3/4, 1-inch spuds. Is it angle? You could use a... You could use a McCulloch pit or something like that with a recoil spring on it. With put a yeah, no, you put an H20 lid on it. Yeah, Mueller's making an H20 lid now on it, so it's about I think it'd be like $600, $700, something like that. It's all made in one piece, Rick. Take it out, drop it in, see you later. I don't know what the money would be to fix it, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I heard him talk about it before, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Who's got the money?
Open tape, the security system, and the restroom.
here for any discussion on the Open Cape project?
No, I don't know all that information.
Okay.
And then have a discussion.
You know what? Let's do this. And why don't I we'll move into your presentation, and we can you can address these things if you have information. If you don't, then it's, you can take it from there. If you would, can you use one of the microphones?
This may be the only one that works for you. So.
With for the
contracts that we have with AT&T.
Yes, correct. Okay, very good. Very good, thank you. Let me just pass up some of the information that I brought. I actually remembered to bring all the printouts to this meeting. It's a good thing. So, Rich, so you know, so Commissioner Ted Barnacle, Commissioner Don Campbell, Chairman Rick Kiley, and Chris Wiseman, we met with before. Agenda for you, some of the items. If you want to pass a couple down. Take one and pass that down as well.
So just to go over some of the things that we completed last meeting, we'll do this quick. We did the environmental assessment, the boring, the soil analysis out there. There was quite a bit of documentation. I put it all together in one PDF and sent it over to Chris. At this point, it's more for your files. It was no longer new. There's no unknowns with the less sampling or anything like that. It was pretty good to go. So I'll leave it at that. There's more detailed questions. You can ask them if there's any discussion on that. But really getting into the kind of main portion of the project that we have completed since the last meeting is we have a set of preliminary site plans here. We can go through and talk about some general design items. We spoke about kind of a bit of a model, but I think we went pretty well for that and size and things of that nature. And we've also been doing quite a bit of coordination with tank manufacturer. This follows as far as off from our interior enclosure. Sampling sink, things like that. That's not some good information. Just when you tank it, they do a, they did an enclosure room and keep the sampling caps, things like that, from the concrete zone. So if you want to look at the email I sent around, this is just talking about schedule wise. We got in touch with Caldwell Tanks, and from memory, I believe that this is the construction.
So when do you think, will we leave the Main Street tank up even to the tune of when we're doing the punch list and coming to the end, or are we going to leave the Main Street tank up after we work this street, West Street tank in hydraulically and get everything working properly? Is that what you're thinking? It's kind of a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Is there a way that we could run the Santuit tank and the West Street tank and shut down the Main Street tank to see what the variable might be at a particular time to see if there might be an altitude valve or something necessary to be put in there to run those properly? Okay.
build-out study that showed that, you know, our maximum storage requirement would probably be in 600,000. And then going forward from there, we constructed so intuitively, we learned that 500,000 was there, anticipating that we would have been 200,000 in the first year. So we were looking at going ahead, you know, sort of in the distant future, 700,000. But your model shows that you're looking at 300,000. Okay, so 800 is probably something that we're going to be considering that we possibly have.
Yeah, but it is something that we will do. One of the differences with the turbo accounts is the turbo changes. The big part of the turbo is a greater change. And the two tanks above 15,000 gallons, the smaller tanks become really and gradually out to develop where there's going to be an outcome. Right now, when you see the students start up moving, you will see the new. So that, you know, that's when we start fires, we look at this with the tank when we start. Again, we're taking, there are some things that we need to
Yeah, also to the same thing with the mid-off larger interior access to, which is about that capacity of 460. The same dynamic and stuff you have there, somewhat oversized access to the 300,000 gallons, and that may be more 270 of those ones. That number is closer to 700,000.
So what did we change it? 18-inch or something to 26-inch, or what was that? What was it? Yeah.
No, was that like 4-5 or 5-6?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, the side.
Oh, I see. It goes up it? Russ, you want to get a big table?
No, Chris. There's a fire vent. If you get a call, they turn the pump on. Is there any lag between the
general informational plans, your workers' plans, showing the property abutters, the existing conditions plans, what the site's currently on now, with both the West Street and Main Street site. We get into demolition plans, where we call demolition of the different
the different structures, everything on site. But when I spoke with Rich earlier today, we're leaning towards, as far as water main improvements, that, and I don't want to speak on it, if I speak incorrectly, well, we may not need, you know, extensive water main improvements. It may be as simple as just connecting almost to the existing infrastructure that's out on the street, or out on the access road. So it would abandon a piece of this infrastructure and come back in with two solid sleeves and a new gate, three-gate cluster, not relying on older valves, older right. things of that nature.
Makes sense.
On the same deal here, from the Main Street thing, kind of completely cut out this valve, the valve cluster up there, and just put in a smooth, new piece of water main. For these other valves,
you can find 10 inch in there?
What's that?
Do you have to find some oversized cast 10 inch to put in there?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you have out there?
I think so. That's all right.
Hey, Russ, just to clarify one thing. So, at what point in the schedule do you propose that we would do the plumbing at West Street?
The West Street would have to be probably when you're initial. You don't want to get there and do some main clearing.
So, during the period, summer of 15, maybe sometime after?
We could get it right out of Yeah, right out of it's good. We need to go over that great detail with Caldwell, but they have that whole period there. So the demolition is something that they Caldwell, they would just hire it. It'd be the GC bidding on it, but they'd hire a local, you know, Pascal or a Venegro or something like that to come in and do it.
That's during the analysis of the group that you're doing.
That was just a thought that I was going through my mind was, you know, that during the peak period, I mean, we know that we can run on 7 and 6, 15. If for some reason Main Street would have to come on the surface, which is really any thoughts on operating the system off of just the same food tank? You know, I'm just throwing it out.
Operation.
If you don't have that information.
Let's say Main Street had a bacteria hit, and you had to take the tank off.
You could certainly run it off of the same food tank. Operation would still work fine. Your heavier fire trails would have a tendency to drop off. But again, the Main Street tank would flow. Haven't looked at the situation in St. Louis by itself, and that large flow down to the top of the hospital, or the lower level of that, it was 2,000 to 2,500 gallons a day. And that's bigger than the community.
Okay.
Where is our connection with CNO? What road?
There's one on Newtown and one. Everybody can go on the plane. We have one on Newtown. We have one on Newtown. We have this connection.
And then we've got the Mashpee connection
right there.
So. I would imagine that something that drastic could become an emergency, Rick, and I think that opening up that to help out would probably be something they would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe Mashpee is actually 10 feet in the wilderness.
We are.
Well, that's something I'm going to have to do next month.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly look at that and then
takes half a day. It's not 50 money to try to cut back.
Right, I mean, your max day average is pretty typical. Coming in for a proposed site plan, we have a queue in the way. We put a couple of diameters out there, one for two, one for three, you know, which size we would want if I still want to sketch out. The access coming in provides ample turnaround, important for you to gravel passes, where we get rotating the damage gravel that's out there. Like to turn electrical feed in from this overhead wire. I know you mentioned that a relatively new feed for a site, but we may have to go back in the fall. We'll double check that. Just to make sure you have a straight solid connection coming into the tank. It's not a tremendous additional cost or savings for that matter. We'll reuse as much of the, when you frame this in the past, have you done that recently, or have you ever had any issues with flooding? You frame slowly up there? I couldn't tell. It just goes.
Yeah. When it drains, it just drains. There's not much for this room. Nothing to do with any kind of substance there. The frame, not much of a difference there.
Mm-hmm. It looks like there's remnants there, maybe when they're putting it, there's a little bit of rock there that's placed over this thrown in. The proposed method or thought process I have is similar to the Santua tank. You have a riprap channel that led to an infiltration basin. Just make your whole trench and try to utilize what's there for existing riprap. Historically, look at what water's been going. It's defined as slow pass, build where it goes, and where there's no flooding.
Right.
I'm proposed to stick with it. We'll just beef it up a little bit and give it some infiltration area out there. Let me start getting into the details. Caldwell provided a lot of CAD drawings. We've had CAD drawings from other plans we looked at, and then we looked at specifically for this what's appropriate. So at this phase, we're just putting the details down on paper. We're ultimately going to have a floor plan, foundation plan that we should have had coming in, detailed plan, and enclosure. Let's talk about that for a moment. I passed around. We had asked
typically, it's more of a wet, heavy steel situation than not solid power, which means it's going to kind of solid storm, so the temperature is not going to be so freezing. But
because there's the idea that there's going to be a difference in there. so we've just been holding back on that, too. I think the automatic, though, is always nice, you know, to have the chip one less place to have the one chip.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's very good.
Thank you.
Russ, I have a question for you. Do we have these same mixing valves in Santuit? Made by General? So I got a kind of a question. I mean, I got an in general question that I probably got too much information because I'm in the business, but these Tideflex valves made by Red Valve, they don't make a tide flux valve with this Buna rubber seal. It's potable water. They do? I tried and I couldn't find it, and I couldn't get it. Well, I couldn't get them to give me a. Now, I may stand corrected on this thing because it might have been a flexible joint as opposed to a duct bill, but I couldn't get it, and I'm not questioning you because let me tell you. I'm the first one to find out something new daily. And it looks great to me. And I wish I could have got it because I would have used it before.
Okay. I have, but it's been a while. It's been almost a year, maybe a year and a half since I tried to get in a situation with Tisbury's tank, and then a couple other ones with I'm telling you right now, I'm not the smartest guy. I think it could have very well been a flexible joint that I couldn't get that was not potable, not one of these. But I felt like the Buna rubber might have been even the same Buna rubber. That was a real issue. Yeah. Okay, I'm good. I'm good, Rick. I mean, it's just something that's in the air for me. Yeah. I'd be interested in that. Yeah. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you, Russ.
Thank you.
That's a sad statement. We've been working pretty hard to get them.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure what's happening. They just are grant money, and that says they move on and dissolve the corporation.
That's how sure. It says they just went on the way.
Maybe the last resource to reach back out to the Cape Cod Commission. I just sent forward to see if they're going to take a look at that demand. And it sounds like they have something to do with the connection to the facilities.
CNET is radio is through the Boston County shaft here at the fire station and at their base. It's run by the sheriff's department that's separate from their facility.
Right. You were the sheriff's
office. Yes.
Yeah.
But also, wasn't Sean O'Brien here from the county with a meeting one time? If he was, you know, had an interest in this and some more.
Yeah. You know, that's, yeah, he may be more of a. But the idea was that it was being granted so that, you know, stimulus money would develop an infrastructure that supported economic growth. And secondly, that it supported municipal governance. And
public safety, so.
Yeah, they don't seem to have done a thing with that.
That's exactly right, Rick.
Comcast is everywhere. It's on every road. It's on every pole.
Pine Hills is connected with Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
No, Comcast cable. Yeah.
I know Rug set that up a while back. That.
It's more important every year. You know, we've been talking about it.
I don't know what Don did for sure, but I know that his SCADA is tied into Comcast.
For a lot of
mm-hmm. Yeah. For water distribution system. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because I asked him about I was wondering if he had gone to fiber. He said, no, he just decided that was it. Comcast was there. Comcast. If you want to see it, no problem. I can call them up or go up there if you want to.
What's the cost of the fiber
optic? Yeah. Okay.
Are you opposed to me talking to Craig?
Well, I don't have a problem with you talking to Craig, but Craig's not even in the seat anymore.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with Craig. Craig's a very smart guy. Craig's demise has nothing to do with his ability to run a water system. He as an electrician that he did, I think I sent you his name, Scott Fitzgerald, that became part of the department and was trained. On the fiber optic connections and now whether they made it happen or not, I don't know. And like I say, there was nothing wrong with Craig's ability to run the water system. He knew he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And he is doing a consulting thing. You're kidding me, Russ. We were doing good, man. We were into this thing. Let's do it. You have anything else you can discuss?
Okay. Well, thank you, Russ. It was very informative. It's good to see that you're making
It's good.
Good progress.
And Richard, you also. Thank you.
Yeah, Richard.
Nobody fell asleep, Rick, when you were doing your thing. I mean, that's huge. You did good. I saw the Patriots tie on there. We like that.
Nothing to worry about.
Okay. We're all kind of Patriots nuts, aren't we? Rick, the reason that I came out, that I had the question on the Tide Flux valves, no doubt of what you're saying, that you know what you're doing. They were willing to give me a letter that certified the Tide, the
I'm going to say it was probably a flexible coupling. In the down, in line on a tank. But they were not, well, I did not have a full certification of that thing as a being potable for potable water. No, just.
I'd much rather, you know, I put 15 to 16 time buses and then 16
Yeah, it's probably fine. It's not that at all. It's just that I had bumped into it and if I didn't ask, I was kind of a little bit of a dummy if I didn't ask. You ever bought one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. You ever bought one?
Well,
that's a whole retirement program right there, you know. Okay. Easy. Yeah. Yeah. They're not kidding around with these tide flex valves. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a 10 inch.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it a bunch. Yeah, nice meeting you. We'll get that after, Bob. Yeah.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor of adjournment?
All right. So.